Welcome to the Sleep Podcast by Slow. Before we jump into tonight's sleep story, say hello to Slow, our premium sleep app. Slow is your dedicated sleep companion, tailored to meet your unique needs. Imagine the feeling of waking up after a night of deep, uninterrupted slumber. Quality sleep not only enhances your well-being, but also fosters heightened focus, productivity, happiness, and reduced stress. With personalized sound mixing, Slow lets you create your own sleep haven. Try it out with a free trial. Now let's immerse ourselves in tonight's episode where comfort and serenity await.
The Glow of the Past, a relaxing sleep story by Slow. In a quiet town nestled among rolling hills, where the pace of life moved with the gentle cadence of the seasons, lived a woman named Amelia. She was a keeper of memories, a custodian of the past, and the gentle glow of the moon was her guiding light. Amelia's days were spent in the town's modest library, a sanctuary of stories and wisdom. She was the town's librarian, and within the walls of the library she found solace and connection to a world beyond her own. One evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon, painting the sky in shades of pink and gold, Amelia closed the library's heavy oak doors and stepped out into the cool embrace of twilight. The moon hung low on the horizon, casting a silvery sheen over the town. Amelia had always felt a deep affinity for the moon. It was a symbol of constancy in a world of change, a celestial guardian of memories. And on this particular night, as she gazed up at the luminous orb, she felt a pull, a yearning to relive moments from her past, to rekindle the stories that had shaped her. Amelia's book, chronicling the love story and the reunion, became a cherished artifact in the town's library. It was a testament to the enduring power of love and the ability of one person to make a difference in preserving the memories of the past. As the years passed, new generations of townsfolk learned of Samuel and Eliza's moonlit love story. Children grew up hearing the tale, and couples sought inspiration in their enduring love. The book became a symbol of hope, a reminder that love was a force that could bridge the gaps of time and distance. Amelia continued to serve as the town's librarian, a role that had taken on even greater significance. She became a keeper of not only books, but also the moonlit memories of the town's past. Her own life had been enriched by her connection to Samuel and Eliza's story, and she had found a sense of purpose in preserving their legacy. On clear nights when the moon hung low in the sky, Amelia would sit on her porch, gazing up at the luminous orb. She felt a deep connection to the moon, a celestial guardian of memories, and she knew that Samuel and Eliza's love story was eternally intertwined with its glow. She followed the moonlit path to her childhood home, a cozy cottage surrounded by a garden that held a tapestry of flowers, each one a memory in bloom. As the years turned into decades, the town underwent changes, yet the love story of Samuel and Eliza remained a constant. It was a story that transcended time and place, a story that would forever be a part of the town's identity. Amelia's own life was marked by love and connection. She had forged deep friendships within the town, and her own heart had found solace in the company of those she cherished. She knew that love in all its forms was the truest treasure of life. And so, as she settled beneath the moon's gentle embrace each night, she felt a profound sense of gratitude. She had embarked on a journey through the past, guided by the moon's glow, and in doing so, she had become a guardian of moonlit memories. In the moonlight, she found peace and connection, knowing that the love of Samuel and Eliza would forever be a source of inspiration and reflection for the town. Their moonlit legacy was a reminder that love, like the moon, could cast its gentle glow over the hearts of generations, illuminating the path of hope and connection for all who walked beneath its light. And as the moon continued its timeless journey across the night sky, the town slept peacefully, cradled in the comforting embrace of moonlit memories and the enduring power of love. The scent of roses and lavender lingered in the air, evoking the sweet nostalgia of her youth. As Amelia stepped through the cottage's familiar doorway, she was enveloped in a warm embrace of memories. Each room held echoes of laughter, whispered secrets, and the simple joys of family life. The walls themselves seemed to speak, telling tales of love and loss, of growth and change. In her old bedroom, Amelia uncovered a dusty box tucked away beneath the bed. It was a treasure trove of letters, photographs, and mementos from days gone by. She opened a letter, its pages yellowed with time, and read the words of a childhood friend, a friend who had long since drifted away. The moonlight streamed through the window, casting a soft glow upon the letter. As she read, Amelia was transported back to that time, to the innocent joys of youth, to the dreams and aspirations that had filled her heart. As the night deepened, Amelia moved from room to room, exploring the nooks and crannies of her past. She listened to old songs on a record player, watched home movies on a dusty projector, and traced her fingers over the notes of a piano that had once filled the cottage with music. But it was in the quiet moments, as she sat on the porch beneath the moon's gentle gaze, that Amelia felt the true magic of the night. She realized that the past was not just a collection of memories. It was a tapestry of moments that had shaped her into the person she had become. As the soothing sounds of the night played a gentle lullaby, Amelia drifted into a peaceful slumber, the moonlight casting a silvery veil over her dreams. She had embarked on a journey through the past, guided by the moon's glow. And in the chapters yet to unfold, she knew that the gentle light of the moon would continue to illuminate the path of her memories. In the heart of the night, Amelia found solace and connection to the stories that had shaped her. And in the embrace of the moon, she discovered that even in the quietest of moments, the past could come alive with the magic of nostalgia. In the days that followed her moonlit journey through her childhood home, Amelia found herself drawn deeper into the mysteries of the past. The memories that had once been hidden away like forgotten treasures now begged to be rediscovered. One afternoon, as she returned to the library, she noticed an old leather-bound journal tucked away on a dusty shelf. It was a journal she had never seen before, its pages filled with delicate handwriting that spoke of love and longing. Amelia opened the journal, and as she read the words penned by a young woman named Eliza, she felt a connection to a love story that had been lost to time. Eliza's words were a symphony of emotions, a testament to a love that had transcended the boundaries of space and time. Eliza's love had been a sailor named Samuel, a man who had sailed across distant seas, leaving behind a trail of love letters that spoke of his devotion. Amelia was captivated by their love story, a story that unfolded in the pages of the journal, a story that had once been hidden within the library's walls. As she delved deeper into Eliza and Samuel's love story, Amelia discovered that their love had been tested by the passage of time and the challenges of distance. Samuel's letters had been filled with promises to return, but as the years had passed, his letters had grown less frequent, until they had ceased altogether. Eliza's journal told the tale of a woman who had waited faithfully for her beloved, a woman who had woven her dreams and hopes into the words of her journal. But as the years had turned into decades, she had come to accept that Samuel would never return. Amelia couldn't help but feel a deep empathy for Eliza, for she herself had experienced the ache of lost love. As she continued to read, she found herself drawn into the love story, as though she were living it herself. One evening, as the moon rose in the sky, Amelia made a discovery that would change the course of her own story. Tucked away in a hidden compartment within the journal, she found a bundle of letters, Samuel's love letters to Eliza. Amelia held the letters in her hands, feeling the weight of history and love within them. She knew that these letters were a testament to a love that had endured, a love that had crossed the boundaries of time and space. As the moonlight spilled through her bedroom window, Amelia read each of Samuel's letters, feeling as though she were experiencing the emotions and yearnings of two souls separated by time. It was a love story that had remained hidden for far too long, and Amelia was determined to ensure that it would not be forgotten. In the chapters yet to unfold, Amelia knew that her journey through the past was far from over. The love letters had opened a door to a world of forgotten stories and untold secrets, and as she settled beneath the moon's gentle glow, she felt a deep sense of purpose, to bring the love of Eliza and Samuel back to life, and to ensure that their moonlit memories would shine brightly once more. Amelia couldn't resist the urge to delve deeper into the love story she had uncovered. The letters between Samuel and Eliza had become a bridge through time, and she longed to learn more about the lives of these two souls whose love had endured against all odds. She embarked on a journey through the town's historical archives, searching for any mention of Samuel and Eliza's names. The town had a rich history, and it was possible that their story had left traces in the annals of time. Amelia spent hours poring over old newspapers, dusty ledgers, and faded photographs. It was as though she had become a detective, piecing together the fragments of a forgotten love story. And as she dug deeper, she discovered that Samuel had indeed been a sailor, a man who had sailed on a ship named Moonlight Serenade. Eliza had been a seamstress, known for her exquisite lacework and delicate embroidery. Her craftsmanship had been celebrated in the town, and her creations were treasured by many. But it was her love for Samuel that had defined her life, a love that had never wavered. As Amelia uncovered more details about their lives, she realized that their love story had been both ordinary and extraordinary. It had been ordinary in the sense that it had been a love like any other, filled with the joys and sorrows of two people deeply connected. But it had been extraordinary in its ability to transcend time, to touch the hearts of those who would come after. One day, as Amelia sifted through a box of old photographs, she found a faded image of a ship, the Moonlight Serenade. It was a small, weathered photograph, but it held the key to unlocking the final chapters of Samuel and Eliza's love story. She discovered that the ship's logbooks were still preserved in the town's archives, and with a sense of anticipation, she opened the pages that had not been touched in generations. The logbooks told the tale of Samuel's voyages, each entry a record of his adventures on the high seas. As Amelia read the entries, she felt as though she were traveling alongside Samuel, experiencing the challenges and triumphs of a sailor's life. She understood the longing that had filled his heart as he had sailed away from Eliza, and she marveled at his determination to return to her. But as the years passed, the entries became fewer, and eventually they ceased altogether. There was no mention of Samuel's return to the town, and the ship's logbooks became a silent testament to a journey that had never reached its final destination. Amelia couldn't help but shed tears for the love that had been left unfulfilled. She had become a custodian of Samuel and Eliza's story, a guardian of their moonlit memories, and she was determined to ensure that their love would not fade into obscurity. In the chapters yet to unfold, Amelia knew that she would continue her quest to unearth the secrets of the past, to bring Samuel and Eliza's love story to life once more. And as she settled beneath the moon's gentle glow each night, she felt a profound connection to the two souls whose love had transcended time, guided by the luminous embrace of the moon. As Amelia delved deeper into the love story of Samuel and Eliza, she became increasingly convinced that their story deserved to be shared with the world. Theirs was a love that had crossed the boundaries of time and space, and she felt a deep responsibility to ensure that their moonlit memories would shine brightly once more. She began by transcribing Samuel's letters and Eliza's journal into a beautifully bound book. She added her own reflections and interpretations, weaving a narrative that celebrated their love and the journey they had embarked upon. The townsfolk became intrigued by Amelia's project, and they eagerly contributed their own stories and memories of Samuel and Eliza. It seemed that the love story of the sailor and the seamstress had touched the lives of many, and their moonlit memories had left an indelible mark on the town's history. Amelia's efforts to preserve the love story culminated in a special event, a moonlit reunion to honor Samuel and Eliza. The town's community center was transformed into a space adorned with lace and candlelight, evoking the romance of days gone by. As the night of the reunion approached, excitement filled the air. People donned period attire, reminiscent of the era when Samuel and Eliza had lived, and they gathered under the open sky, beneath the soft glow of the moon. Amelia stood before the assembled crowd, her heart filled with gratitude for the opportunity to share Samuel and Eliza's love story. She read aloud from the book she had created, and as her words filled the night air, it was as though Samuel and Eliza's spirits were present among them. The townsfolk were moved by the love story, some shedding tears, while others shared their own memories of love and loss. It was a night of connection and reflection, a night when the past and the present came together in a symphony of emotions. As the evening drew to a close, a sense of unity and purpose filled the town. Samuel and Eliza's love story had become a part of their collective history, a reminder that love had the power to transcend time and leave a lasting legacy. Amelia realized that in sharing their moonlit memories, she had not only preserved their love story, but had also rekindled a sense of hope and connection within the town. The reunion had been a testament to the enduring power of love, a power that had the ability to touch the hearts of generations. In the final chapter of their story, Amelia knew that Samuel and Eliza's love would continue to shine brightly, guided by the gentle glow of the moon. Their moonlit memories would live on, a source of inspiration and reflection for all who heard their tale. As she settled beneath the moon's gentle embrace, Amelia felt a profound sense of fulfillment. She had embarked on a journey through the past, guided by the moon's glow, and in doing so, she had not only preserved a love story, but had also brought a community together in the spirit of connection and remembrance. In the moonlight, she found solace and a sense of purpose, knowing that the love of Samuel and Eliza would forever be a beacon of light in the night sky, illuminating the path of moonlit memories for generations to come. In the aftermath of the moonlit reunion, the town continued to be touched by the love story of Samuel and Eliza. Their tale had become a part of the town's identity, a reminder that love could transcend time and adversity, and that the past could live on in the hearts of the present.
As we bid you farewell from this serene journey, remember that tranquility is just a click away with Slow. The road to restful sleep is open for you. Don't miss the chance to transform your nights. Click the link in the podcast description to start your free trial and let Slow be your companion on the path to serenity. We appreciate you being part of this soothing experience. Until we meet again, may your nights be peaceful and your days full of vitality.